of Pakistan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. Pakistan supports this forum on minorities and considers it as an important platform for listening to the concerns of minorities as well as the best practices that can be replicated elsewhere. Pakistan is fully committed to the cause of promotion and protection of all human rights, irrespective of religion, creed, ethnicity, or gender. We believe that minorities must be given equal rights as of other citizens so that they can live a life of human dignity. Moreover, there must not be any difference in access to basic facilities and opportunities amongst youth, considering that they are our future. In Pakistan, the Youth Affairs, Women Development, and Primary and Secondary Education departments have been directed to prepare schemes and projects for the welfare and uplift of women, children, and youth of minorities. Being a multi-religious, multicultural, and pluralistic society where people of different ethnic and religious backgrounds are living together, we give equal rights to our citizens even in the Constitution. In Pakistan, minorities have played a substantive contribution to our development and have excelled in all the fields. Mr. Chairperson, we have to rise above different phobias, including xenophobia and Islamophobia. The dividing lines must diminish. The narrative of us against them must end. There shall be no place for such narratives in the 21st century. We strongly believe in equality of all. We consider our youth as our biggest asset, considering that around 60% of Pakistan's population is below the age of 25. Our policies, including Vision 2025, is based on that. Human rights are universal. So must be human dignity. Youth are agents of change, and we should support them in all ways possible. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson.